NASA has been using a fleet of satellites as well as air and ground observation locations across the globe to study the average temperature of the Earth for the last 40 years. According to their data, the Earth has gotten hotter, more than 2 degrees Fahrenheit hotter since the late 1800s. 2020 tied 2016 for the hottest year on record. NASA actually saw this rise in temperature coming decades ago. That's according to Dr. Gavin Schmidt, who is the director of NASA's Goddard Institute for Space Studies.
So unfortunately, it hasn't been surprising, right? We predicted this with model simulations based on projected increases of greenhouse gases 30, 40 years ago. And the patterns that we're seeing, this we're warming more over land than the ocean, more in the north than in the south, most of all in the Arctic. These are the patterns that we expected to see.
He says although a change of 2 degrees over more than 100 years can seem insignificant to the average person, the effect on planet-wide weather patterns and climates can be drastic.
I think people have a hard time kind of getting their head around the idea that a couple of degrees Fahrenheit really makes a difference. But for the planet, it really does. And we're seeing the impacts of those changes in temperature in heat waves, obviously, but also in wildfires and in sea level rise and in intense precipitation all sorts of like intense drought.
Additionally, these effects can be seen more drastically region by region. Utah's wildfires have gotten worse in recent years thanks to record dry spring seasons and hotter than average summers. Winters in Utah have also suffered, with the statewide snowpack this winter 68% of normal, according to the National Water and Climate Center. Schmidt says regional trends can be hard to predict, so there is a chance Utah and the rest of the western U.S. could swing back the opposite direction, but the global numbers are pretty clear, according to NASA's data.
And it's not very predictive of exactly what's going to happen in one state or in one region. So there's still a lot of noise there. You are seeing warming trends in California across the West. You're seeing trends in drought. But the global picture is one that is like more easily tied, I think, to the large scale changes that we're putting into the atmosphere.
President Joe Biden rejoined 2015's Paris Climate Agreement, a global effort aimed at combating the effects of climate change, soon after being sworn into office last month. A link to NASA's report on the temperature of Earth can be found on our website, kpcw.org. Sean Higgins, KPCW News.
KPCW News reports on climate change issues are brought to you by the Park City Climate Fund at the Park City Community Foundation, an initiative that engages Park City in implementing local, high-impact climate solutions that have potential to be effective in similar communities.